Blog Talk Radio.
Three band motto. The future is now.
By any means. By all means necessary, we're going to get it.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask
me. Hey, Adam and lied to. What up? I've been the click. For real. I done had all kind of people turn against. You're trying to break me down.
Good news. She got up.
that all stop falling and just start walking across the room. She walked all the way from the living room across the living room into the kitchen. I said, cut it the fuck
out.
Oh,
man, that's so banging. I'll never forget the day Wale walked, because Wale and Tupac actually have the same birthday.
Uh-huh.
Wale actually walked on his first birthday. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's just up.
It was like,
I gotta go inside. Hey, honest, I
got to
go inside for a second. Let me go inside
because
it's noisy right here.
No problem. Just mute your phone. But just, like, it was, like, so banging because, and he took his first walk down War Ave. Y'all know I'm from West 8th Street. Definitely representing all crazy. But we're about to have a real fun show. I got some special guests calling in, some special people listening. Shout out to Unimine. No, I'm not getting the tattoo of Unimine. But I support you guys, you know what I mean? Even y'all little, you know what I'm saying? We all know what's up. We support you. Much love to everybody at the House of Wax. Coming soon, we're going to have an interview with nonfiction artists from out the Unimine's camp. Definitely, like my brother, like somebody who supported me from, you know, like day one with everything. So we're going to have a chance to find out how he's been. He actually hasn't been interviewed on the show since 08 or 09, I think. But we'll maybe get those archives popping. But tonight's show, above all else, we got the fun topic. And tonight we're going to poke fun a little bit at bandwagon riders, you know, ass kissers and what have you. You know what I mean? Basically, when you on the people who come at you, you know what I'm saying? I wanna have fun with it tonight. Like, I don't really wanna be too negative. I wanna have some funny stories of, you know what I mean, your ass kissers. Like, I wanna know, how would you treat an ass kisser? Or would you let them kiss, or would you even let them kiss your ass? You know what I'm saying? Because most times that's my stance. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want nobody to kiss my ass. I know it might be in your face and big and looking beautiful. Don't kiss it. Touch it, I might hit you. It's like, no. But we talking shit as usual. If you want to join in, shout out to everybody tuning in on the switchboard. I see you, Philly. I see you, ATL. Press 1 and call in. And I also, it's this last hour of the day, it has been our CEO, Damel's birthday. Definitely shout out to X Squad DJ CEO, Damel. Happy birthday, love.
Happy birthday, Damel.
Yeah, you already know Damel is a fucking Philly Shine fanatic, been a fan, started out, and then definitely been instrumental in his growth. Also with, you know what I mean, like y'all heard the show starting off with Looney Tunes produced song by Future, Go Harder, exclusive music, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really appreciate all the work they put in. Requested on your local radio stations too. Like, I was gonna call in Pound 99 earlier and request it, but I had such a busy day. But I need everybody to make sure y'all support Future. He's doing his thing, swagged out. I love him. He's such a talented artist. But that was him opening up the show. So guys, like I said, you want to join in on a topic, press the 1. I'll know that you want to speak, and we'll get you in on everything that we got going on tonight. I'm answering the question. Like I said, don't kiss my ass. I don't need it. Like, I don't want you to touch it. It's like, this is precious. Like, but we talking about ass kisses. That's our topic for tonight. We got somebody who pressed 1 on the show, 267-565. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? Oh, we lost that caller. Mm-hmm. Wow, you pressed 1, then we lost the caller. Oh, that's cool. We also are waiting for the fine little chocolate drop. I know that's your shit. So you say Kevin Hart, but I know I was been saying chocolate drop way before you even started saying it. So whatever, as a Philly saying, because I created it. But my homie Jermaine Jones, a hot ass comedian, he's at open mic right now, probably on stage performing because he works so hard in the city, making a name for himself. And I told him, you know, come make Philly Shine your home and share some jokes, have some fun. I also got to shout out my homeboy Dre Joker, hot ass comedian, my Twitter buddy. We have Twitter sex sometimes. Like, we just be flirting ridiculously. Like, and then his DMs are very dirty. I'm telling all you, Joker. I'm telling. DMs are dirty. Like, I'm going to take a picture of them and show off them. But, like I said earlier, we all have to say happy birthday. And I'm glad he in the building. Tonight, my homegirl said she would sing to you. That's what I was calling you for, but I'll sing you into the show. So, you know, I can't sing. But happy birthday to my welcome to Philly Shine Radio, honey.
Thank you. I always wanted to hear Miss Lynn sing. I always seen her perform a lot, different places around, you know, on the Facebook.
I told her I was going to remind her during the show to call in to definitely sing happy birthday to you. I'm about to check Twitter now to see if she's on it. Yeah, she has a beautiful voice, so sexy and just, like, cute at the same time.
I love all the support from Marcus Allen, Looney Tunes, Pies, people cussing me out. Because they say they want to be first. I mean, boy, that is better than a party. You know what I mean?
I figured you had too much fun today. That's why when I called you, I didn't get through. I didn't feel no type of way, but I was like, well, either way, we're going to shout them out on the radio for the last hour. Your B-Day. Show you some motherfucking love. You already know how it is.
And check this out.
Yes.
Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no need without you. Real talk.
Definitely. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was saying.
And then the whole squad is getting stronger. The models is acting like you. I'm like, man, what can you ask for? You know what I mean?
Well, you know what I mean? Like I said, like, everybody. We are trying to just be positive. Like the song started on the show, we going harder. Shout out to Future. That fucking chorus is this shit. Like,
is that 29 now? 29 climbing the ladders.
Yes. Oh, that's what's up. I got to check the I said I was going to call again. I was able to get through Tuesday, though I wasn't on the air to request it on Power 99, which is my favorite radio station, FM. Station or whatever in Philly, because yes, that also matters. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of artists do come at, you know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers doing a job. You know what I'm saying? And it's in different ways. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna call bandwagon riders, and I'm saying ass kissers, because that's two separate people. Like, you know what I mean? Or even two separate phases of certain people, how you act, you know what I'm saying? Like, you first, you probably wasn't fucking with me, but now you see I'm hot, now you ride my bandwagon, or you know I'm hot, and then you kissing my ass. Like, either way, I don't need none of that around. Like, why even do it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't feel that type of way. And then don't come at anybody who is doing something. Like, who gives a fuck if the person is pushing a rock down the street? That's what they doing. Leave them alone. Like, do your own fucking shit. Because when you start talking about what somebody else is doing and your critiques and you aren't making any money off of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, stop doing it. It's just that people actually make money off of seeing what real people do. And I mean, even though, whatever, paparazzi and, you know, like, certain people who do gossip and shit who actually make a living off of it, like, I respect that, but I'm talking about, like, just come on now, guys. Like, it's not necessary. We won't laugh at you tonight. And
either support or kill yourself.
But we got to definitely shout out some hot support. Definitely unconditionally loving Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to the website, knsradio.com. Always, always supporting Philly Shine Radio. Big up to Tamu. You are the realest, the real Tamu. Mwah. Follow him on Twitter, DareaLTamu. You will check out Hot Shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Bigger Cheese Show, Fit Girls, that girl with the big butt. I don't even know who she is, but damn, go girl. We like big butts, and I cannot lie.
And if I leave the line, I'm on my way to the club, and the girl want to sing to me, just text me, and I go in the bathroom. You know what I mean? And see what it's hitting for.
How was your birthday? And Carlos, we're going to get to you. Just press one. I mean, I see you all holding. I'm going to get somebody. We're going to talk. But this is the birthday man in the building. I got to give you some love. How was your birthday spent today? Did you get some cake?
You know, I've been working, getting money.
Get some cake. Did you get some cake?
I want a cheesecake. That's what kind of cake. I was going to see if you could send it to me in the mail. You know what I mean?
No. Cake. Wink. Cake.
You know, with the white, thick icing.
No. I didn't get no cake.
Truth teller, you a mess.
I didn't get no cake.
You ain't get no cake. It's your
birthday,
though.
I didn't get
though.
No cake.
See, that's a shame. We gonna make sure that's different for next year.
It's okay because, you know, long as you know I'm on Philly Shine, why I need a cake when I got the whole motherfucking candle?
Let it burn. Random people. We're going to check out the phone lines, and I need you all to say happy birthday to them out. This is his birthday, you know what I mean? Simple request. 267-565. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from? Hello?
Hello? Caller, speak up.
Wait a minute. Maybe it's me, just computer thing. One thing about computers, they like to be difficult. Give me 1 second, we're going to open up your calls. And I see everybody tuning in, appreciate it. Little technical difficulties with, I don't know, buttons. Like, you press them, you pay for them to work, and they don't work. Like, long talk. Just don't cut off on me. Like, you gotta be sensitive. Like, the other day, the show just cut me off. So, like, tonight, not pressing a button for a second, we can deal with it. Definitely.
Blog talk, if you be good today, I'll give you some.
You said what?
Some
what does blog talk do with that? You know what I mean? All due respect to you, beautiful. Like, I'm just saying, like, Blow Talk is a computer that irks me. Well, we lost that caller, but we'll check out 267-271. Welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, Honest. What's up? It's Marlino, man.
Welcome back, Marlino. How you been?
I'm chilling. Anything. Checking you out, showing you love and all that.
Nothing wrong with it. Well, like I was saying, I know you heard me. We're showing love to Mel. Say happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday to the DJ, please. No,
thanks, man. You know, I support everybody. You know, that's why she go hard on my Twitter. You know what I mean? Because she said I taught her some things to get to her level, so I don't think so. I just made sure she was... Keep her honest, you know what I mean? Some people out here be what they say is silly, farting, faking.
Fraud,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, you know.
Fraud. And
I don't try to do no harm to nobody. All what I'm trying to do is make them better. So, you know, if I'm making myself better and they getting better, all what I do is grow.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
but you know what's crazy? It's a lot of people that don't even have that type of mentality. You make it think like you helping people just so you can get something out of them or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then you get
but
so
Jesus,
much.
But Jesus had disciples. Without the disciples, his word couldn't be passed.
All right, now we getting take the church a little bit.
I'm just saying.
You
know
now back to tonight's topic. You know what I'm saying? What we talking about tonight, Marlino, is ass kissers. We talking about people who ride that bandwagon who didn't pay no attention, but then they see you doing something, then they ride the bandwagon and shit like.
Right. Hey, I tell you, you can kiss any girl you want, but when the money gone, you still act the same, like, or whatever.
On some real shit, I appreciate a person that's real, and that's like, oh,
right.
I need certain things out the situation. That's not a person who ride a bandwagon, like they see you, all right, I really want to, you up front about it. But I'm talking about a person like, oh, man, I love everything you do, man. Like,
just overdoing it, just too Joe familiar, like, with it.
Yeah. Would you let that type of person
right.
kiss your ass,
kiss
or do you, you keep it moving?
No, I don't, yeah. They can motherfucking suck dicks away and die. Like, man, be like, if that gets they rocks off, I don't know, man. The bandwagon niggas, they just
wow.
jump shit by whatever pop and they just on it.
Definitely,
I guess that's what niggas do, like, when they ain't got no fucking identity. They just want to belong or something, like.
Yo,
you
hit that joint right on the nose, and then
right.
I want you guys.
I'm your old head, but whoever fucking raised them, like.
Yeah. But also, if you guys tune in to KNS Radio, there's no competition, you know what I mean? We got Philly Shine, but I definitely got a shout-out to my homeboy, Big Cheese. He doing that trial time. I love that show. That shit is banging. I was on that show. It was probably so hilarious. September 30th, 2009. Hilarious if y'all want to check it out. But you definitely do that thing. And Marlino, thank you for calling in, and thank you for talking about the topic. You could chill with us or whatever. I'm about to take another caller, but. That's like, I think that's, you hit it on the nose, like, somebody with no identity will kiss ass, because I don't kiss ass, like, if I'm showing you love, I'm not kissing your ass, I really like what you just did, that's all, like, exactly, I'm just a person,
no,
I can appreciate it.
I'm rocking broke niggas with money, 2 years, my little brain will get at me.
All right, chill, homie. We got a caller, 267-565. I get the following up for your mic. Welcome to this radio show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, about time y'all let me get to, man. What's going on, man? Hey, my name is Ren from North Philly, whatever. I'm trying to talk about y'all topic real fast.
All right, well, that's what's up. Are you an artist?
Am I an artist?
Mm-hmm.
No, this ain't only for artists, is it?
No, I was just listening to the way you said your name. It sounded like somebody I knew. That's all. I'm sorry.
No. I'm not. It's all right. My brother, he a rapper. He rap with ICH or whatever. So,
okay.
You know, I be around that a lot. You know what I mean?
But
okay. But
what do you have to say about the topic? Tonight's topic is about ass kissers and, you know, people who all of a sudden want to ride your bandwagon.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't got too much of a problem with ass kissers. It's just the ones that act like they, you know, got everything going on, but as soon as they see you, you know what I mean, do something crazy, then they want to do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they the ones I don't like, the ones that's already acting like they got everything on lock, man. They dress right, they got all the things, man. And then as soon as they see you,
wait a minute, hold on. Who somebody put their phone on speaker?
Oh, that's
it. Oh, I got it. I fixed it.
Maybe, okay. Speaker, hello, I'm sorry, yeah, about that ring. It's cool. Yeah, I think that was pretty cool. Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, go ahead, finish what you were saying. Yeah, I was just saying, you know, the ones that, you know, claiming they doing anything, they doing things real big, and they things, and as soon as you bust out with something, or as soon as you, you know, you set a little trend,
okay.
You know what I mean? Then they want to bite off your joint. Like, that's what that's the ones I don't like. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then I look
yeah.
at it like, so I may be doing something right. I got to be doing something right if y'all, you know, got to steal my style or you got to, you know what I mean? I come out the door, I got on, you know, something nice, and I'm seeing you with something similar, you know. But before this, you was the one that was doing anything that was supposed to be all, you know,
Exactly, exactly. That's what you're talking about. When people
yeah.
have no identity, that's what it is. Like, and then
yeah.
that you hit another point. I can't stand
yeah.
for a motherfucker to be like, oh, I got this, I got that, and you be
exactly.
like, all right, well, I'm doing this. They like, oh, well, I want to do it. Like,
exactly.
I ain't got nothing going on. I can do it.
No, but then the whole thing is they try to act like you don't know. Like you don't know what they're trying to do.
Yes.
Like you're supposed to accept it. Like, all right, you wanna be like me? All right, well, go ahead. You know, go ahead, do you. I'm gonna let you be me, man. Like it ain't no big deal. And I must be doing something right. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like, hey,
oh my God. Yo. That is so banging. I actually appreciate you calling in and hitting the topic like that, because on some real people be let them do it. You know what I mean? Like, if that's what you
yeah.
want to do, you get to laugh at them, like, because it's so hilarious
exactly.
at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And you're falling short. Yeah, please, please, please stop falling short, people. But I guess that we appreciate you tuning in.
I sit down with y'all joint too, man. This is y'all Philly Shine joint. I like that, man. Like, I'm going to definitely tune in. Is this going to be every day or what?
Well, I do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday for now. But, yeah, wherever you seen the post it or whatever, we'll be following. Another thing, if you like on Twitter or Facebook, you want us to follow you or friend you, feel free to share your information. We always are about networking and connecting with people.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool, man. I appreciate y'all letting me get through. It's my third attempt, man. Every time I press one, the train hung up on me. I'm like, dang. But yeah,
when
that's what's up, though, man.
When I tell you yes, this thing is crazy. It's the internet. I don't know. But yeah, chill with us, babe.
Y'all got my support. You know what? After we hang up, I'm gonna stay tuned in, man, to see what y'all got going on, man. Cause I'm feeling y'all like a female version of the Hot Boys.
No, you ain't even seen shit yet. You ain't even shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I'm a fan of the Hot Boys, man. So
just roll your tongue, truth teller. Just give him a little taste.
One time.
A little taste. Just that was too much. Just a little taste, honey.
I'm sorry.
That's great.
Yeah, it gets serious. Tonight is a PG topic. We're playing some fun. We're going to chill with you. And, yeah, you can feel free to listen. I'm actually keep your mic open because I like your voice. We got another call. I'm not playing.
Oh, my God.
I'm just showing appreciation. I wasn't playing. I said it. We got a caller that's somewhere popping. 267-320. Where the party at?
You already know, it's your boy Dillinger, man. I'm in the building. We at Cement City Studios right now. We got Mischief in the building. I mean, we got Briefcase Buzz in the building. Mr. Barone. We got Guap Stars in here. We got Young Zoo in here. We got Nato up in the joint. I mean, we got the Lipton Cock Girlies up in here. Y'all hear it. I mean, they in here going ham right now.
Tell whoever, listen. Tell me I said, and much love to all y'all niggas over there.
He
y'all niggas
the
love
right
me,
now.
Though.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
we got the weed on deck. We over here. We really getting ready for Thursday.
Exactly. And what he's talking about, Thursday, I'm putting on Diamond Spotlight Thorough Edition. Your background a little loud. 1 second, Rob. I'm going to open your mic back up. Diamond Spotlight, Thorough Edition, January 19th. We got Enes headlining, my homeboy Greg Nitty hosting with the immaculate Big Oak Ock Diesel doing his thing. And, of course, Seaman City's in the building, Mischief performing, Dillinger performing. Shout out to everybody at Seaman City. Dre, CEO, you already know. I love your fucking ass. That's a real nigga. Y'all real, really shit over there. But Dillinger, can you hear me? Dillinger. What is wrong with me? Dillinger, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Now, you got to go in on this topic because we're actually friends, too, beyond, like, you know what I mean, the music. The time you being an artist and you coming to support Philly Shine and Diamond Spotlight. But we're going to be Diamond Spotlight, Mill Creek Tavern, going down next Thursday. We're ridiculous. But tonight's topic, we're talking about ass kisses and we're talking about bandwagon riders. Like, what is your, let's discuss it. Like, do you even let a person kiss your ass?
Let me see. As far as ass kissing, I feel like I'm gonna be a real nigga. It isn't a person in this world who hasn't kissed a little ass to get ahead. Whether you did it consciously or subconsciously, everybody has done some shit like that. You know,
you
like just like just like
number?
I mean, just like
I'm sorry, I got
just like when you're on the phone with white people, you automatically throw in your white voice.
Yeah,
it just happens. Whenever
that's
black people talk to white people,
no,
they throw their white
so
voice.
Not true.
No,
that is so
no,
not
listen,
true.
Listen.
Not true at all. Please,
that is not kiss ass. That is called CYA. That's called cover your ass. Like, because on some real shit, presentation is everything. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, if you don't give a fuck how you perceive, then you get perceived as nothing. You know what I mean? Like,
but I
that's
mean,
not ass kissing. That's presentation. Like,
but,
are you not going to give your all? Like, what?
No, this is what I'm saying, though.
I like that.
I'm going to say everybody does ass kiss. I don't think it's the effect of the ass kissing as much as how much ass kissing you do. Like some people go in heavy with their ass kissing.
Right.
So you say you could take 1 or 2 ass kisses a day, but not 60.
Right. It's like you can't just be, like, you can't be brown nosing.
Yeah.
You can't be brown nosing. Like, I mean, I say to some degree it's okay to ass kiss. I don't really think there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, as long as you ass kissing to benefit yourself.
Yo,
and
I'm going to
be
honest.
Ass kissing just because
I'm going to take this time to shout out Dr. Mo, who I spoke to earlier today. And even when I spoke to, first of all, when she called my phone and she asked to speak to me, I heard in her voice, her presentation, you know what I'm saying? Like, she called my phone, and I didn't know who she was, but by her voice, I knew she was important. You know what I'm saying? So when she called and she said, "How you doing? I'm representing Young Von." And then she said one of my homies' names, who my fucking heart. You know what I mean? Again, I'm listening, and I'm like, all right, this woman is on point. Because first of all, Young Von is the shit. So, of course, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to be like, yo, what's up? Who this? What you want? Because even though I was busy, I said, hello, yes, this is me. How you doing? And then I end up finding I'm speaking to a doctor. You know what I mean? I wasn't kissing ass. I was recognizing that I was, you know what I mean, supposed to present myself a little better because this person that's in front of me is coming better. Like, what am I going to do? Like, no, you don't do that. You know what I'm saying? First of all, if you want to present yourself as greatness or become in the presence of greatness, that's how, you know what I mean, you build it, build greatness. Like, that don't have nothing to do with kissing ass because I've, you know what I mean, presenting myself like, hey, I'm rubbing elbows with y'all, whether
it's
a Jewish boss or one of my Jewish bosses I've had or one of the white bosses I've had.
Are you saying that you've never ass kissed, ever?
Never, 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 never. I've never ass kissed in my life.
Well,
I would never.
That you did anyway.
Fuck you. I would would kiss your ass if that jewel was gold plated diamond. I'd probably break it off and rob it or something. Like, I'll go ahead.
Now, bandwagoners, them, I mean, like those type of people, I don't really dig those type of people because I feel like you're indecisive. Like, you don't have your own mind. Like, you ride with whatever trend is popping. You on that joint. Like, them niggas type boys that be running around committing identity theft. Like, them niggas. Because they don't know who they
want to be. Like, said, back then you didn't want me. Now I'm hot hoes all on me. Yeah. Like, those people just irk my life. Like, it's a difference. And then let's also recognize... What'd you say, Reem?
I'm feeling what y'all saying, man. Like I'm feeling everything y'all talking about right now. Go ahead, y'all.
Welcome to Philly Shine, moderated. Because before we had like 30 callers open at once. Like, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? Like, you know, that shit was like roll call.
Even know I was going to jump. Laying the fuck up this shit.
I hear you, Marlino.
We just getting started.
But yeah, like those people who ride bandwagons are just ridiculous. But let me say, even now, and I want to announce this to like my fellow artists, and even I made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't able to check up on this link that my homeboy Forte was sending me. Because every time I clicked on it, I was on my phone, but I was still retweeted on Twitter. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Retweet. All right, retweet. I retweeted it on Twitter or whatever. It's my own word. I got to make sure I get it right. Fuck that. But I retweeted it, but then today I actually got a chance to click it while I was on my iPad, and this motherfucking Forte, Melion, another boy named Jay, and this handsome Puerto Rican guy, y'all know my memory's fucked up, but he was singing Tonight version, but a male version of the Escape Tonight, and they killed it. And I told him, I was like, oh my God, I'm so late, but this is amazing. Like, I can't believe y'all did it. Like, just because I was late and I'm giving y'all props, that don't mean I'm trying to ride a bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? That's not, if you didn't know a person was doing something that you're even close to or whatever, then all of a sudden you give them props. That's not bandwagon. Bandwagon riding is, you know, y'all know what that is.
Bandwagon is riding is when nobody pay you no attention, and then your shit starts getting played on the radio, and the people that ignore you start knocking at your door, really brown nosing. They be cleaning out your colon.
Yeah, now, like Reem said, now you want to wear the same shirt I'm wearing because everybody like it. Like, fuck off.
Exactly.
Y'all trying to be like me now.
I thought your shit was hot. Like,
exactly.
I thought your shit was hot, nigga. Now you on my shit though.
They just like those people that's just like call them people like paper. Like they go wherever the wind takes them.
Oh, I know you didn't get my text earlier, Mr. Dillinger, but we got to give a separate shout-out to my homeboy, Dollar the Boss, up there on 215 TV. You definitely killed that little cipher they had. You missed numbers.
And I did not know that them niggas put that joint up there because I told them to tag me in it. But then when I saw that thing you put up, I was like...
He tagged you first, mister. But you'll see it. Go check it out because he definitely showed
you. I definitely checked that joint out. I was like, oh, shit. That was a show.
Oh, crap. You got a little hype. Dillinger, that's your twin. You know your twin going to call back. Shout out to Dillinger 215. Follow him on Twitter. Hot ass artist out of Steamin' City. But I was talking about my boo a little earlier, even though now I guess his phone making all this damn noise. Jermaine, what are you doing?
That's my car, man. You know, it scares the other niggas off. Scares the white people off.
Yeah, right.
I thought they said with a damn bob. First of all, Remember, I just spent all my money shopping downtown, and I put all these bags in his back seat. Then I get in the car, and his car starts ticking.
Nah, she was scared.
All that shit, real man. Like, yo, this car about to blow up.
She was scared.
What?
I mean, I'm a thug. I'm used to shit like this. Like, all the white people was ducking.
Moment of silence. Listen to the sound. Oh, it went away. It do stop, though. It stopped.
I'm going to show you how thugged out I am. I'm about to make a U-turn in front of a cop.
Hold on, yo. Wait. It is, we are witnesses on Police Shine Radio.
Yeah.
All right.
Cause,
I just did it.
Police brutality. Police brutality.
You know who I am.
Tell that cop to go solve a fucking murder. Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to rob the Sunoco right here for some certs and some Trident. That's the kind of shit I do, you know what I mean?
Like I said earlier, guys, I was shouting out my chocolate drop, Jermaine Jones, definitely a comedian doing his thing in Philly, out making a name for himself, you know what I mean? You riding your own bandwagon, you kissing your own ass, and I appreciate it. Like, you gotta kiss your own ass. Let me just say that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I ain't double jointed, so I don't even know.
No. I be wishing I'm double jointed, because I look at my ass, I be like, yo, that Joel banging. Look
oh,
at
that's
that
crazy.
Yo, yo, some real shit, though.
What's the topic tonight, Honest? I don't know what's the
topic. Tonight's topic is about ass kissers and people who ride bandwagons when you finally got your shit popping. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I'm witnessing that now.
I know. And the reason why I brought up this topic is because not only have I been, wait a minute, hold up. I got to bring my nigga on. I did shout you out earlier. Econ, where you at?
What's up? What's going on?
Chilling. You know what it is, nigga. That's my nigga. We got to have him listening in. But we're talking about people who, you know what I mean, who kiss ass. You know what I mean? I made a statement that I've never kissed ass in my life. Never. Never kissed ass in my life. I'm too crazy to kiss ass. Like, I can't even think of ass kissing times. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to really think, I know my memory fucked up. But I'm not going to smoke. I'm just going to think. But
yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, sure. With you now. But we're gonna play some music and come right back in on Philly Shine Radio. I gotta show love to you, Miss Truth Teller. Play your shit. This is Honest Fire featuring, well, Dunny featuring Honest Fire. You can find this joint on Dead Piff off of the CD. The curfew, because we went in on this joint.
Money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound Chris style. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6-5. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing. did, who you doing? And she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give her any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash the new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid talk. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the mid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
We back. Philly Shine Radio. And as I listen to the song and listen to my lyrics, I want to reiterate, I don't kiss ass.
Never wrote a beat in my life. Hold on, wait, because, you know, hold on. You know, honest, because the chat to your side makes the bitches want to kill you. They're
yeah,
jealous.
Like, I don't even, yeah. And then they little tattoos is real sexy and shit, but I don't care. Like, what am I supposed to say? You know what I mean? Never kiss ass. Never. And then,
never,
like
never.
I said, it's your presentation. If you want to be perceived as the shit, don't come up to the person like, yo, I'm the shit. Because people will be like, look, shut the fuck up or something.
You the shit. No, you smell like shit. Get the fuck out my face.
But we got to, again, go to the phone lines. Y'all show us so much love. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Press one, and I definitely the mic. We were actually just recently talking about you, Mr. Dollar the Boss. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
What's up? I called like three times, man. You're the only person that can text me and get my attention. Everybody else don't get my attention.
Oh,
I call like
that's
three
crazy.
Times.
Important. You know what I mean? Definitely.
That's crazy.
No, I really
I do a lot. I do a lot. You know I do a lot, but I always show love.
One thing that's so important is appreciation. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you so much. Like, you don't even know, nigga. Like, on some real shit. And I'm keeping a beam. I appreciate you. You doing your motherfucking thing. Dollar Boss, show off. We doing your video shoot Saturday, too, right?
Yep, up G-Town, Mallory Park. Germantown, Mallory Park, that's Duval Morton.
All right, we will definitely show love. I'm coming. What's the theme? Like, what do you...
Like, me, they got it planned out for me. All I know, I need to be there and do what I need to do.
What do you wear? Like, what should I wear? Like, is it...
You got to wear clothes.
Love?
Look presentable.
Because I come out in some Tims. And
that's
I bring
cool.
My
long as you look presentable. Long as you look presentable. Long as you don't look like no smoker. I know you don't, so
you
good.
I'm
oh, no, he didn't.
I'm coming dressed for war. Like, no.
Coming in her fatigues and her Tims. Head tied back.
I'm gonna put a Band-Aid on my cheeks. Like, no, no, I'm not.
You in your Nelly bag, huh?
Ooh, crap.
Dollar, you gotta, and I'ma definitely show love and check out some of the music, some of your music that I have in the switchboard, and show you some love tonight.
Yeah,
but
you should have music from the
topic.
Summertime and all that. What's the topic?
What?
I said you should have music from the summertime. I've been sending music out. I send that out all the time.
I check. I'm a check. Because I know you sent me combo, and I was like, that's all I had from you. But I'll check. I'll check. No, you ain't got no. Hey, that's all I checked. But you got a comment on the topic. How do you feel about ass kissers and men, those who wasn't showing you no love, and then they want to ride a bandwagon later? Like,
I ignore it. I don't pay no attention to it. Like people that just pop out the blue, I don't pay no attention to it at all. That's why I said you get my attention. People don't. They just coming out the blue with random shit. They don't get my attention. They don't get my attention. I look at it, keep it moving. You dig what I'm saying? Because there was times I was down and nobody even looked my way. You dig what I'm saying? So I show love to those who show love to me, not the random people that just they get what's in it for them. You feel me?
I know, that's right. I like how you said it, too. Yeah, because that's how I'll be like, oh, all right, how you doing? Bye. Come to the show.
No, I speak to people, but it's like I'm not going to bend no corners and bend my back, break no nothing for you, like.
Nope.
I know, that's right. Nope. You don't even want to even do it. And I got to also say I was blown away this year, among all else, by my homegirl, Bianca Josh, new video. My goodness, girl, beautiful. Pop bottles in the air. Y'all definitely check that joint out. It's going crazy. So we have another caller on the line from the 215 area code, 215-856.
You.
Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Tamu. What's good?
Yo, Tamu.
What's up?
Chillin'. Welcome back, nigga.
Yeah, I'm back. I had to take a little break and do my CD, but I'm back.
Oh, new music? That's good.
Yeah, new music. Definitely got to send you some new music. Gutta Talk 4 out now. And we talk about ass kisses.
Oh, yes. Dang. We talking about
they always come around when they see that money come, when that check come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When that check go, though, they leave, too. They find another ass to kiss.
They be leaving because they be taking that check.
Yo. Yo, yeah, right? Like, you little thieving bastard.
You paid to do that ass kissing.
Yo,
what's up, Honest? I ain't seen
you.
Yo, like,
I'm chilling. I gotta open up a female line too while we on the subject, and definitely, like I said, God, I see it's a
point. Oh yeah, definitely shout out to that Bianca John too. Bianca, get on me too.
Yeah,
definitely shout out that John is. I fucks with it.
Yeah, she looks so beautiful. And she, I love that song.
I'm about to slide a body. I got things to do. I'm gonna hit y'all up though.
Definitely, all right. I got you. I'm gonna keep shouting you. Mr. Dollar Boy. All right. I got to shout out my girl on the line. And then everybody who's been listening since the start of the show, I appreciate it. And if you want to tune in, I'll say again, press the number one. I wouldn't mind. You never mean to know who you are. Shout out. But T-Sweet in the building.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm really getting better. Chillin', mama. We talking about these ass kissing bandwagon riding ass motherfuckers.
Type of people that only, you know, like they only want to be around you when they need something.
Yeah.
And I basically just went through that same old shit. This girl, I don't know, like, you know, want to call you, oh, it's this and this and that. And kiss your ass and stuff, and as soon as you don't need you no more, like, basically just, like, you know, ain't about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people, you know, like, I don't got time for it at all.
You want to share your day food stamps with you. I know.
Right. Crazy. I don't got time for it. That's how I keep it moving, you know?
Exactly. Try to keep it moving. You got
moving, because on some real shit, if you don't keep it moving, you won't be feeding into them. And why would we want to feed them? Like, we don't want to give them ass to feed, eat or nothing, right to move. We just like,
yeah. Yeah.
Definitely
got to give them ass.
We got another caller who pressed the number 1-267-444. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267.
Hello.
444.
Hello. Anybody home?
Weird. T-Sweets is back on the line. My T-Sweets. What you over there doing, girl? Where you at?
I'll call you back.
Okay, cool. You know what I mean? I'm surrounded by a lot of thorough people. I got to shout you all out. You know what I'm saying? The real Tamu. Like I said earlier when the show started, we showing love to KNS Radio. Shout out to everybody in the family. DJ Exclusive. You know, you my Skluums, baby. You got Econ in the building. You ready to talk, nigga?
Shit. I told you this subject is not for me.
You only like the freak subjects? Like, what is that?
Only the freak subject? No, I ain't got no freak subject. No, matter of fact, just for that, I'm not rolling the tongue till I feel like it.
Oh, that's key?
No, that's key. Truth teller. Look at
what's up,
key
the truth teller? My bad. You should have gonged me because I ain't speak to you. My bad.
Oh, no. We not going to gong you. You cool as shit, nigga.
Yeah, my bad.
No,
what's
no,
up, though?
I ain't going to go off on nobody. Not today. I'm not in the place, too. People look at me like I'm crazy.
What, you at church?
No. But, right, I'm shopping, right? But, right, look, check it out, right? I'm taking orders. Everybody can get
something. You're shopping. I wear 42.
Wait.
You got a little one cent. It's not
19. 90. I can have something under 1 cent.
Yo, I'm going to tell you the truth. I swear to God, I think it was like 1991. I went back to the remodeled penny candy store, and the penny candy was now like 3 for 5 cents.
Oh, yeah, man.
2 for 5 cents. I'll never forget that day. I was like, what type of shit is this? Like, back in my day.
Yeah, I was mad when I seen that, too. The one cent cookie.
I went off subject there real mad, though. I got angry about it, too.
They're going to turn your penny candy back a penny, huh?
Yeah, man, my penny kitty dick, yo.
Telling my mommy.
But, Econ, you know some ass kisses. Stop playing like you ain't got nothing to say on the. You difficult. He just want to be difficult. We won't let him be difficult. You know what I'm saying?
He want to talk. Talk, because he know he got some stories.
He probably got stories. But who cares? You know what? His stories stink. I'm gonna do something for him, you know what I mean, right now. I'm gonna show some love and play some music for those people who like the bandwagon ride, you know what I mean? If you want to jump on some bandwagon, won't you just follow my homeboy, Looney Tunes, on Twitter, LUNEY. TUNEZLT1. And this is the Hot Track, Echo Fool. Fuck with the harmony. This is my shit.
Yeah. Hey, man, pull up, man. LT1. Hey, tell that way to send me about 50 bottles with the fuck. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, bitch. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, bitch. DJ play my song. All my partners with me and they be throwing red. Everybody drunk and people don't know how to act. So act a fool and keep it cool. Everybody going crazy, they done popped by two. Everybody flexing and breaking all the rules. They throwing up the red flags, black flags, and crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Basic bros, rented assholes, we don't want that. Dime piece, classifying girls, bring them all back. We in the field, we popping bottles and all that. Tell them young, wild niggas they can fall back. They twist their fingers up and they don't give a fuck. North side, south side, west side, what's up? Can't forget the east side, making plenty bucks. The whole city in this motherfucker getting crunk. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody rocking in it, baby. I see a lot of hoes jocking in it, baby. Everybody rep their hood in this thing. When the beat drops, somebody gon' swing. All the hustlers got a pocket full of cash. And all the ballers might throw a couple stacks. The whole club smell like fruity loud pad. It's turned up to the mat. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby. Everybody crunk up in this motherfucker. I'ma pop a bottle and get drunk up in this motherfucker. And everybody cool in it, baby. You run up on us wrong, we act a fool in it, baby.
Act a fool in this bitch. Shout out to my boy Looney Tunes doing his thing. On deck, we definitely got music from Dollar the Boss and Big Brad. Check out his official video for Keep Talking. Definitely official shit going on. We're going to go to the phone line. Check out some class, some people. 267-304, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Razor. I'm calling from Uptown.
What's your name?
Razor.
Razor, welcome to the show. Are you an artist?
Razor, yes, ma'am, I'm an artist. Hell of an artist.
Welcome to the show. And we always have artists, you know what I mean? Give you a little extra shine. So if you have like your Facebook, your Twitter, or YouTube, definitely share that.
I mean, yeah, definitely got Twitter at Razor Mr. Morgan. Check me out. I'm always posting brand new bangers as much as possible.
Let them know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You gotta show love. You gotta show off. And
right.
I appreciate you listening in on the show and calling in tonight.
Right, I definitely got you.
I appreciate it. Now, what do you have to say about tonight's topic? Tonight's topic, ass kissers and people who first they ignore you, but now they want to ride the bandwagon, and now you got the hot shit.
That's exactly why I'm calling up, because I'm going through this shit right now as we speak. A whole lot of that shit right now. A whole lot of people I talked to in years, like, you know what I'm saying, call it up right now, but they see I wore my shit.
So how do you deal with a person? Do you let them ride the damn wagon? Do you let them kiss your ass? Like,
I mean, for it kind of depends who it is. Like, if it's somebody I really, really fuck with, like I'm saying, like that, and I peep they's acting different, and now they back on me, I mean, I might give niggas chances. I mean, I'm a loyal nigga, so I just don't shine on anybody, but I can tell a fake, like, from the rip.
I know, that's the fake way. I like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can be loyal, and that's what
sometimes get people in trouble because you just loyal to the wrong motherfucker and they, you know what I mean, try to take your kindness or whatever. But I appreciate you calling in and showing love, you know what I'm saying? You got to give me your music. I'm going to text you my email address.
I'm on there, definitely. I'm on there right now.
That's what's up. We got another caller. We want to check out and see what's good. 215-834. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's Cancer. I'm from South Philly. What's up, Fire?
My nigga, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. I told you I was going to call you up or whatever.
Yeah, I know. I definitely appreciate you. And this is Black Cancer, the one who sent me this.
It's Black Cancer in the building with Honest Fire. Philly Shine Radio, what it do? 11-1.
I love that. Like, I thought that was just so cute. I was like, oh, shucks, definitely. If y'all want to send me some drops and stuff like that, I show the fuck off. I press a little button when they work. You know, sometimes the buttons don't work, but most of the time they work, and I get to do that. Well, but thank you. And thank you, and I got the music, too. Matter of fact, I'll put you on deck for tonight, too. What do you have to say about tonight's topic, Cancer? And, of course, shout out to Twitter so we can show some love.
Twitter.com/BLKCANCER as Black Cancer. And as far as the topic, I think that comes along with the territory. So, you know, I got a small circle of friends. And, you know, my associates is my associates, my buddies, my pals, shit like that. Therefore, I don't go through too much of that shit because I cut people off real quick, or, you know, I have a tendency to give niggas a cold shoulder due to the fact that it's, like, really family and friends over everything. So if you show me loyalty, I'm truly a Cancer. I was born in July, so that's one of the good traits about Cancer is that we are, you know what I mean, we are loyal. And another thing is, like, we real close to our team, so it's really like family over everything and everybody else. If you ain't riding with me, then fuck you.
Yeah, so now I'm going to ask you this question, and I'm kind of asking it because I've just recently went through it. What do you do when you find that person who you call friend, who you knew for years, turned out to be fraud, you know what I mean? Now that they got what they wanted or whatever, they gone.
I feel like I turned real sour because I ain't got that much love in the world. I'm actually like a dog person, so I'm kind of negative. So if anything, he or she is more like an associate now. They like downgraded themselves, and I don't really treat. I still say what's up, but I really keep it moving. It's like a hi and goodbye, drive by, and that's just
mm-hmm.
what it is. Like, we don't talk, we don't chat, you ain't really feeling me, I'm not really digging you, you know what it is, I ain't got to spell it out. Philly people known for reading it in between the lines, that's what it is.
Definitely appreciate that. Chill with me, Cancer, like I said, I'm going to definitely show you some love, because you showed me a lot of love. I
had
to do it again. I got to say, definitely appreciate you. We got another caller checking in before we go into some more music. We want to show T-Sweet some love, too, because before we get another request, I know how her people get. 267-243, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's going on, Alice? It's Kylie, man. Protocol, you know.
Yes, what's up? Kylie, definitely appreciate you calling and showing love. You know what I mean? Like, I really even want to maybe even go into overtime and still talk about this topic after 1 o'clock because that's when I'm going to probably get a little more specific. So, keep staying alive with us, y'all. We all going to have some motherfucking fun tonight. You know, old school style, old school Philly Shine style. But we got a caller from the 814 area code, 814-769. You just pressed 1. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's good? It's DJ Farrell, yo. What's up with you?
Hey.
Hey, what's good?
Yo, I'm chilling this shit. I'm real happy you called in. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
Thank you. So what's up? Yeah. I see the topic on Twitter. I was checking it out. It's about like bandwagoners and the whole nine. So like, what sparked that topic?
My topic came because it'd be a lot of ass kissing going on, and it's a lot of bandwagon riding going on, and I really wanted to define what it meant to me first and foremost, and then find out how everybody else felt. All
right.
You know what I mean? I wanted to find out how everybody else felt about it, but on some real shit, and I cannot say it again. I've never kissed the ass ever. Never.
Yeah,
I don't kiss the ass.
I'm sure you had your ass kissed.
I've had my ass kissed in a sexual manner, but like other than that, I don't allow it. Like, you know, I don't want nobody kissing, touching my ass. Don't be trying to ride too close behind me. Don't be trying to dance behind me. My ass. Like, you know.
I mean, it's like, I'm from Jamaica, right? So my mom always told me you gotta kiss ass before you kick it. You know what I mean? That kind of mentality. And I worked at, like, Radio 1 Philadelphia, and, I mean, as a newbie, I had to, like, if you want to call it kissing ass to try to, you know, move up in the corporate sector, I feel you, but certain times you got to, like, play the role kind of, especially with this whole entertainment shit. It's a lot of ass kissing that goes on.
And what I said earlier in the show, I wouldn't call presenting yourself, you know what I mean, in a position like you, like I said, like if you want to perceive yourself as greatness or you feel like you're in the presence of greatness, of course you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I can get that done, or I'm superwoman, you know what I'm saying? I'm Superman in this game, you know what I mean? You doing what you got to do to climb a ladder. That's not kissing ass. Kissing ass is when you damn sure know, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you only with that person because they got something. You know what I mean? That's it.
Oh, I feel you.
Bandwagon riding is somebody who ignored you forever, but now that you hot, they all on you. You know what I mean? Like, you can't define it because, like, you know, even when I work for Jewish white men, you know what I'm saying, I'm able to rub elbows and I'm going to speak just like you and I'm going to get my work done faster than you. And you know what I mean? I'm not kissing your ass. I'm showing you that you're in the presence of greatness too. Like, I could do that too. Like, please. And then at the same time, when you're, I guess, the ass kissy, like you're getting your ass kissed, most times they treat that person who's kissing their ass like they ain't shit. You know what I mean? And then you have those people who want you to kiss their ass. I want to talk about that. And I know you could probably come in on that, being a professional that you are. How about those egotistical motherfuckers that will put their ass on a platter and basically make it seem like they want you to kiss them? How do you treat those motherfuckers?
Really, you just got to see it for what it is. A lot of people just use them for what they can. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to see what the situation is and just, you know, move with it. You know, it's like my situation with, like, if you look on my Facebook, you would think that I'm a G-Unit associate or I work right in the office, but it's just like a relationship. But on the other end of it, like, I can see people that want to get next to 50 and they might see me next to 50 and they might be extra friendly to me because they want me to pass the demo or something like that. Or being backstage at a Wu-Tang concert or a G-Unit concert, you see a lot of women that, you know, suck dick and fuck just to get on, you know what I mean, get next to that person. So I see that, you know, a lot of that goes on. But you're just getting used. If you're the ass kisser, you're getting used. And that's the sad part about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I know you see it at your concerts at Mills Creek and all that. You see these little girls jumping up trying to get close to the artist.
What?
And they want to go backstage and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I see it all the time. Yo, like, on some real shit, like, I see it too, and I'm just not a fan of it. I'm not a fan of it. I'm just not. Like, I know it's a, they have their place. Like, groupies, go ahead, girl. You go, girl. Like,
man.
And sisters, y'all go. But all I'm saying is, don't, like, people, I've had a guy come to me at my show. Now, I'm only human. When I tell you he was fine as shit,
and he came late as shit. And I don't play that you come in late and you think you gonna get on stage like you 50 Cent or something. You know what I mean? Afraid. You're not gonna do it. And he just in my face and he just licking his lips and I'm like, get out of my fucking face. Cause you cute and shit. Like, I don't care, like, that you cute. Like, I can't take it, you know what I'm saying? And I myself, I just don't do it, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I do it because just like Dr. Mo said earlier, if it's meant for me, it'll be meant for me. I'ma play my part all the time, you know what I mean? But I never kiss ass because I've had countless of men, you know what I mean, come at me like, oh, I can make you everything, honest. You know, I ride in this car all the time, and you know it costs all these hundred thousands, and you know I could do this for you, and I could do that for you, and I mean blatantly, like, be my bottom bitch, and I got you. No.
Mm. Bottom bitch.
Well, that's what they call, you know, the bottom bitch, top bitch, blah, blah, blah.
I know what you
blah,
mean. I'm just saying, bottom bitch, though, goddamn.
I'm that bitch.
Your bottom
bitch,
bitch is supposed to be the bitch that holds you down, though. All other, that's a part of it, but yeah. I mean,
but no, let's do it on the up and up. Let's do it on a respect type of manner. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. at the same time, like you said, you in the presence of motherfuckers that's making that fucking money. Why wouldn't you put on your shit like the same way? Like, what do you want to be perceived as a nigga that's not getting money? You know what I mean? You'll tell a person like, oh, all right, I know I look like I'm getting money or I could take you somewhere, but you have to work too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to put in your work and your effort too. Don't try to jump on my dick, you know, bandwagon riders or however you want to say it.
Well, that's my problem with the city of, like, I love Philly to death, but our city is bandwagoners. Like, we don't really support our own artists. This has been my mentality since I've been in Philly. Like, we'll dick ride New York, we'll dick ride the South and do whatever, but like, to see, we don't, like, the Roots and like a couple other artists, until New York showed love, then we show love. But if it comes to us, like, as a city putting on our own artists, we don't show the support like other cities do. Like, Wiz Khalifa wasn't shit until the whole city of Pittsburgh said, we want this nigga on. And that's
mm-hmm.
a lot of power. And
mm-hmm.
if Philadelphia would get, if the city of brotherly love would just get their shit together and you know, put some more unity into the city and pick, you know, one or two artists and be like, I want this motherfucker on, and every university in Philly and every radio station and every gangster, every hood motherfucker, just buy that CD, call that radio station, do whatever, that's how you do it. But all this undivided shit doesn't get the city. And we a top city. In radio, we like number six or something crazy. We are a powerful market, but we act like a bunch of bitches. So that's another topic.
Yeah.
But
And then, like I said earlier, you know what I mean? I try to stay in a good company. You know what I mean? Because I shout out all radio station personalities like no other. Definitely shout out to you, Kaz and Kev and Jonesy, doing your thing. Diamond fucking cuts amazing. Like, you have to respect that. One thing about Philly, niggas don't respect when somebody's getting it. And won't you just give it? You know what I mean? And one thing I do want to say thank you to everybody who support Philly Shine Radio and Diamond Spotlight, because that's what we're showing, that it is artists who get together and they perform together and they show love and we play our music and we are able to be heard. Like, the company is growing, and it's definitely growing, and as long as I got breath in me, I'm going to put a spotlight on Philly. Like, oh, all right, you can see that it is people who can be on the same level, like, you know what I mean, working together, because, shit, how the fuck you going to have a Jay-Z, a Nas, a Biggie, all these different artists, you know what I mean, performing in the mainstream, and they're being respected, and they all getting their dues, and you can't show love to the Dollar the Bosses, the Tamus, the T-Sweets, the Ibis Fires, the Kizzy Rawls, the Hadanas, you know what I mean, the Dillingers, the Danny Cashers, like, you know what I mean, like, these people could get love, too, so we all working. You know what I mean? DJ Farrell, you made my year calling in. You one of my number one supporters. half the time you blow me away how you support me, like, oof, like tornado. Katrina.
She said Katrina. Oh, shit. She said Katrina.
That's what's up. We got to link up someday. Definitely. Yeah, I come to one of your events or whatever. We meet up in New York or in the city, whatever. But just keep grinding. I see, you know, I see your grind, and just keep pushing, because, I mean, you wanted definitely positive forces and businesses in Philadelphia that see thriving and definitely going to be a big thing in hip hop. So just keep it going. Do you? Because I know the city, and the city can be a lot of, you know, a lot of crabs in a barrel and trying to hold you, like, bring, you know, you take two steps forward, someone trying to take you down. But, I mean, I think after a while in the city, like, once they see you doing something positive and you had longevity at it, a lot of the hate died down, you know what I mean?
Well, keep doing you, though. Yes, if y'all would know, y'all don't even know, longevity, just, I feel like I got a long dick sometimes. I just hit haters out the way, like, they can sleep.
Oh, goodness.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all know I'm candid. I'm keeping it deep.
You got to speak on it, though. That's what.
We're going to keep it real. But we're having fun, you know what I'm saying, on the show, talking about haters and bandwagon riders. Once again, shout out to DJ Farrell doing your thing, collegedj.net, and all your websites. What are you working on right now? Because we are definitely about networking on Philly Radio.
Right now I'm trying to put together a club spot tour for G-Unit. Lloyd Banks, of course, has dropped Cold Corner 2. So I'm working with a couple of G-Unit members and trying to, like, just do the club promo tour and then and some other things. I don't like usually when I say I work with 50, I do different things as far as the unit. A lot of negativity comes with that, but a lot of people got to understand that you're dealing with a different 50, 20, 36 years old. So it's not 25-year-old 50, you know what I mean? It's just 50 trying to, like, make a difference, like feed a billion kids with the SK Project, Street King, you know, feed a billion kids in Africa. And, I mean, you know, it's a lot of positive things I'm trying to I got on my plate. I'm dropping a mixtape next week, Gangsta Radio Part 3. That's with Shadyville DJ, DJ Gemstar, and I got a couple other things. So I'm going to definitely keep you abreast of what's going on.
I would love to welcome you guys on Philly Shine Radio soon. And, yeah, I want to donate to Feed a Billion Kids. So shout me out on Twitter. How can I donate to Feed a Billion?
All it takes is going to GNC, buying one of the Street King's energy drinks, and that one purchase goes towards feeding a starving kid in Africa. The goal is a billion kids. Yeah, the goal is a billion kids, and also with the new headphones that came out, portion of that goes towards the cause as well. So Street King energy drink, you know, you see it at GNC, pick it up.
Definitely, thank you so much. And we're going to help and support it. Shout out to SK. I definitely follow everybody on Twitter, Angelina online, everybody. Shout out to JR.
I got you on my This50.com account, by the way. I got you on my This50, so the whole G-Unit done seen you. I got you with the gun in your hand, and then I got the other joint. So they know you're a cold-blooded gangster, so we got to roll up there one day.
I'm actually be in New York next weekend, so we'll talk.
I'm gonna hit you right on up. Shout out to Mike Boogie, gonna be showing me off, doing it real big. But we got a caller from Delaware.
I want to get to Delaware
in the building. Chief Sweet, maybe it's your people. Like, we gotta hear from
I'm like, all right, okay. But DJ Farrell, definitely thank you for tuning in. It was so much love.
Hi, no problems. I'll definitely see you soon. Thank you.
Definitely. Peace.
All right, peace.
Caller from the 302-480. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Seth, man. I'm calling from you. I'm from Southwest, but I'm calling from Delaware. You heard?
Okay, that's what's up. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Go ahead. You was talking. Go ahead.
On Facebook or whatever, you know what I mean? Like bandwagon riders, you know what I'm saying? Dick eaters, basically. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pretty much. That's what they is, though. You know what I mean? Because when you on top or whatever, they might even know you. You know what I mean? But when you on top, might not even mess with you like that. You know what I mean? But when you on top, everybody, you know what I mean? You want to get down with the get down, you know?
Yeah, fuck them. They all stink.
but that's not real, though. You know what I mean? It's like that's why I kind of like Facebook in a way, you know what I mean? It really kind of bring out
people,
pictures,
right?
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Personality and what they about, you know what I mean? Is it a real thing, you know what I mean? Like, most of them want to be fronting, though, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Me, I'm saying on some real rap, though, you know what I mean? If I know something about a person and they piss me off, I'm going to call me official star Mark, yo, I'm putting you on blast, yo. You pissing me off, I'm putting you on blast. Everything I know about you, you make me mad, yo, you doing blast, you know what I mean? And that's for damn right, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. And I was waiting for somebody to say that. I was waiting for somebody to say that before I said it. Yes. When a person, and I'm going to say that because I'm a person, my moral standard is high, and I'm sensitive, and even if I punch you, it'll hurt me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really like that. I really don't want to hurt anybody. But if you deserve it, I'm going to give you every single shot in the gun. Like, I'm going to let it all out. Like, I'm gonna let go to the army, huh?
No, it's like when something do happen, you do something to that individual or to those individuals. It's like when they're on, you feel bad about it. You know what I mean? But I'm not wrong. Shouldn't have did what they did or said what they said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not wrong. They should. Yes. Like, no, oh my God.
You should be put on blast. Pretty much, you know what I'm saying?
I like how you said that. You said this shit is put on blast. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like, cause who do you really think you fooling? And at the end of the day, if I know, I know that your shit is fucked up. Yeah, I'm putting it out there. But definitely, thank you for tuning in. Are you an artist?
I'm a download artist, man. I mean, I got my music on deck, you know what I mean?
My name is official thug,
you know what I mean? My name is official thug, you know what I mean? Fangmatic, you know what I mean? Whatever, you know what I mean? I'm using both names in the long run, but it's real rap though. I'm about to blast it all off soon, surely. You know what I mean? But besides that, you know what I mean, I'm a working man, I'm a family man on some real rap, you know what I mean? That's what I do, you know what I'm saying? I record as my hobby and I write real music, you know what I mean?
I appreciate it.
And what I write is real, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like everything, what I'm thinking about or, you know what I mean, what I did, you know what I'm saying, all of my experiences, you know what I mean? Everything, you know what I'm saying? It's just all in tracks or whatever. All right,
well,
you know what
we're going to get a chance to show you some love in the future. And like I said, I appreciate you calling. I like how you, the point that you touched on. Everybody on point tonight, and I appreciate this shit. Just listen in or whatever. We get ready to check out some music. I got to show some love. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play some music, and this video, I'm going to tell you, is so well made. Shout out to you, Big Brass. You already know. Oh, is that Spank? Wait a minute. I see you, Mr. Raw Bucks. How you doing? Welcome back to the show.
What's up? I wasn't expecting to be on that soon.
Yeah, no, I had to, because I seen you, when you press 1, it shoots you to the top. No, it does shoot you to the top, and I started recognizing your number. But I just wanted to
call
you
on a humbug. I just called you. I'm on a humbug taking the leak. You pick up the phone, says he's drawing. I'm next to a tree, John. Hello? What the fuck?
Be good. But I'm about to go in, like I said, my homeboy, Big Brass, do his things. I got to show love, and it's not dicky. And, like, I got to show, and I got to tell T Sweet, damn, boo, I fucking love your music. That shit is so fucking free. You know what I mean? I'm not kissing your ass. I'm admiring the greatness. I'm in the presence of it.
Yeah, but what you do is you promote them. You don't kiss ass. You promote. You know what I mean?
I'm showing the fuck off for you guys. That's what I'm doing. But we going to go in, and we going to show some love to my Philly nigga, Big Brass, and we going to do a double play and show love to my boy, Blake Cancer, because he sent me this music, Work Your Art. Crazy. It's Philly Shine Radio, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah. Don Mega, what's good, bro? We headed straight to the top. Anybody looking for me, tell them look up. Y'all go ahead and keep talking, man. We gonna keep counting. Y'all think y'all know me out there, man. Questions, decisions I make. Listen, I do me, you do you. I talk money, you talk gossip.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We about the business, we can work it out. We about to kill them, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. Let's get it on. I might have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone. We don't need your help, we can see you on top. Cause then we ain't gon' stop. Let's get it on.
Say whatever, but you know I'm about cheddar. You can hate my lyrics, knowing deep inside I'm better. You can say I never make it to the flashy lights. All my songs is all ass, Cherokee and tight. You can say it's no way that I can make a mill. Like I picked the wrong case, deal or no deal. You can say I'm never gonna restart them, but that's like saying ain't no dealers out in Harlem. You can say I'm gonna fail, why I keep going? The best comes to those who wait. Tell her keep blowing. You can say I dream big, it'll never happen. That day'll never be. My response is wait and see. You can say soon I spend my life in shackles. Can't control my attitude, but lately I've been being cool. You can say them bullets about to test my flesh and bones. The payback is coming. Well listen, I ain't running.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Just get it on. We about the business, we can work it out. We about to kill them, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. Let's get it on. I'ma have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone.
You could say I waste my talents playing dope dealer and doing niggas grimy. The wait was perfect timing. You could say that's fucked up how I left my wife and turned around, had kids with my man wife. You could say that's crazy how I had the block popping. Only my team can eat, competition put to sleep. You could say that's dirty how I burnt my closest friends. Ain't do it spiteful at the time, I was low on ends. You could say at one time I was lost, mixing all kind of drugs, not even knowing who I was. You could say things changed, I ain't the same. But that's only cause I grew from kid games to a man. You could say I'm crazy, always quick to bust off. That's only cause I'd rather stay on earth and kill y'all. Then cut the story short, say what you want about me. It only make me tough. I'm really glad you doubt me.
Getting money is what it's all about. All that talking we ain't worried about. Let's get it on. We about the business, we can work it out. We about to kill them, that's without a doubt. Let's get it on. Got my team, we with it, now it's on. We can prove them wrong. Let's get it on. I'ma have to kill it every song. Get it till it's gone.
You don't wanna Yo, one motherfucking thing about Philly fucking spitters, they go in. God damn, Black Cancer. That was crazy. I just got, like, I got a lot of energy tonight from all the callers, all the support in this topic tonight. But that shit right there, nigga, that shit right there, nigga, got me hype as shit. Shout out to you, Black Cancer. I'm like, yo, this joint a hype. Work your art.
Yeah, I'll be hype as shit on that joint.
On some real shit, I didn't hear the song. And I'm like, I don't know Cancer to be on some booty shaking music or whatever. And that's what I thought about it when I was thinking work your art. I was like, that would be a hot song to talk about a woman's body. But that was hot. I like what you did.
The crazy part about it is I try to be like a versatile artist. So I do have like the strip club joints. And it's crazy that you mentioned that because I'm performing down Club Risque January the 20th from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. And that's sponsored by the Ink and Hip Hop magazine and shit. I'll be performing down there, whatever. And, you know, that's full of the little strippers and shit. That ain't the black joint. It don't be popping like Onyx, but shit. You know what I mean? It's good for
it's
me.
It's good for me. I'd love to come support you. I'm doing a show the 19th down at Mill Creek or whatever.
You're doing it the 19th?
Yeah, my Mill Creek, the 19th, and then I have one the 5th. You said you wanted to perform the 5th, right?
The 5th of what, February?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could try to do some shit like that, yo. I definitely can.
Well, definitely, like I said, thank you so much for sending the music in a drop. I like that, John. What about you, Mr. Shakur Green? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. Welcome, welcome.
Yo, what's up?
Chilling on the show. You know, we got showing love tonight. And we also telling all these bandwagon riders and kiss assers, I got you, Cancer. Kiss all our right. ass. We talking shit like that tonight on the show. Talking about bandwagon riders and people who kiss ass. Like, how do you treat a person that wants to come up on you and kiss your ass, or somebody who ignored you before your success and now that you're doing more shit, they like, yo, can I get a ride? Yo, can I get a dollar?
Yeah, well, they can kiss my ass all they want, don't they? You know, like, I'll let them do whatever they want. But let me keep it moving at the end of the day. You know, it changes anyway. Every day people change, you know? So even if you're getting money or if you're doing bad, you know, it really doesn't matter. The bottom line is, if I don't fuck with you now, then I don't fuck with you, you know?
I know that's right. That's good. That's definitely good. So that's how I feel. Like, if I don't fuck with you, I'm not fucking with you. If something you don't do, it's just no way in hell I'm going to fuck with you. Like, a lot of people be asking me why I'm not around certain people. I'm like, because, like, and that's what I was saying to DJ Farrell. Like, it's certain egotistical male and females out there that want you to kiss their ass. Like, they just want you to, like, kiss their ass. And that's just they whole demeanor. And, like, that type of shit sickens me sometimes. Like, you know, get the fuck out of here. I shove a pole up your ass or whatever. I don't know. Some crazy.
Definitely. Yeah, you gotta watch family and friends, you know? Right. Even your best pals will do shit to you. So
even if you feeding a person kids, they do that to you. Like, you could be giving
it don't matter. It don't matter. Like, people will use you, smile up in your face. Do everything they can, but as soon as you ain't got, they come bring out their shit or leave you, and like you hungry and they sitting around, they eating shrimp fried rice and chicken wings. They won't even offer you a motherfucking corner of a grain of rice. Your stomach all hurting.
Damn.
A corner of a grain, though.
Hey, is that serious, though? Cancer, is that serious? Is that serious? Like, I'm not even... I find that it's crazy, but just like my homie said from Delaware, if I find out that you was riding my bandwagon and then you try to play me, I'ma let the army out on you, like pow, 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 boom, boom, explosion, block level, dead, everybody's dead, like.
And she's telling it all. She's telling it all. She is.
I ignore the shit out of people.
You said what?
I make them feel. I ignore the shit out of them. I make them feel real small. You know how I said, like, in the song I had pity last. Like, I be having pity for these motherfuckers because it's like, this shit is corny. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, in a way, if they was to put themselves in my shoes, they wouldn't respect that shit. So why are you doing it to begin with? Whether that's a grown-ass nigga or a grown-ass bitch, like, you shouldn't be doing it to begin with. So I kind of, like, laugh at people like that. That's just like, if somebody come at your neck, you know how sometimes the best thing you could do is just dig the shit out of them and they just be so heated at you and you be laughing that whole time? Like, that's how my mentor was raising. So I more so, like, play the cut and laugh at you the whole time.
I'm the type of person, I like to put you on blast and then laugh at you, like, and then ignore you.
Put
like,
you on blast.
Like, I'll put you on blast first, and then I'll laugh at you. Then I'll ignore you, like. Then I'll try to trip you when I see you if you get too close to them. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it's probably, like, certain people that you just can't ignore, and they the motherfuckers that, you know, probably be the closest to you, and you, like, you actually did some, and they say some shit about you, but they've been the truth a little bit. Right, one of those situations where you just couldn't keep quiet.
Yeah, and then, like, I'm the type of person, and the only reason why I will say, like, first I think, like, I'm not a person that reacts right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was, like, the old me that felt like I was Superwoman. Like, I could, you know what I mean, destroy the world and not worry about consequences. But now I think about consequences to having that emotional reaction. Shout out to my girl, J. Raina Smith. We try to have an emotional reaction, but I will think of a way to just get you back because I don't do anybody wrong, so I don't deserve it. So if a pie happens to present itself in my hand and your face is right there in front of the pie, I'm just going to smush the pie in your face. Like, yo, the pie just smushed right there. Like, what am I supposed to do? Eat the pie? No, I'm going to smush it in your face and then lick it a little bit, like, in the lab, and turn around and not care what happens, you know?
So here's a question for you. How much bad blood do you really have on your hands, like, within the whole entire time that you've been fucking with people? Is it, like, past, like, 10 fingers?
Bad blood, what you mean, like?
Like, bad relationships with people. Like, you see them, it's like either the bitch will want to fight you, the nigga will want to get a joint to jump you. Like, how much bad blood do you have on your hands?
Zero.
Zero.
Bitches in the wake, though, I say it's about like four people that I had to internet blast in their face. I don't give a fuck about them. You know what I mean? Only four people. You know what I mean? My whole life. And it's like recently, and like I said earlier on the Big Achieve show, you know, I had to out that pussy-ass nigga on his show September 9th, 2009, and I did that. And then, like, even recently, I had certain females, three females, who was real close to me and supposed to be, you know what I mean, oh, we love you, Honest, oh, this and the third, and I'm doing shit for these bitches, you know what I mean, even two of the bitches or whatever. I'm taking you to New York, my homie showing you love and buying you liquor and we in VIP, you getting a couple bottles of champagne and you chilling, and then you running behind my back telling people, oh, Honest just went to New York just to get fingered, and you're not talking about the real shit that we did in New York. So, yeah, of course, like, I'm trying to do real shit with you and you want to
bite my back out behind my back, of course I'm going to let it out on you. And I'm a type of person, I don't give a fuck, and I will tell people I don't fuck with that person no more because of this. And I don't deserve it because I'm not a person that do people dirty because I don't want it done to me. You know what I mean? I keep it a bean because I want you to treat me the same way. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so if the opportunity presents itself, like if you were on my iPad and you were selling your pussy online and you posting all your pictures of your pussy all over the internet and it's on my iPad and you try to play me, I'm going to email your picture out to everybody and I'm going to show off and I'm not going to do it from my page and I don't give a fuck if you mad and I don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I supposed to do? Yes, I'm speaking specifically, but what am I supposed to do? Like, I'm not going to not let you get off that easy when I have a whole big email full of your naked pictures because you're selling your pussy online and you putting your ID out online and shit like that. Of course I'm going to put that shit out too. Like, fuck you. Like, And then I'm going to be like, oh, I'm back to doing me because I still have so much to do. And the way that internet works and the way that iPad works, that took like 4 seconds, you know? And then I get to laugh at you forever. Like, you know, like, shit like that is priceless to me, priceless to me. You know, like, to be able to say, oh, you tried to out me, but at the same time, you were way beneath me, and now I'm just going to be like I said, like, nobody knows what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? That it's me because I don't leave a signature. You don't know what's going on with what I'm doing. Like, whatever, like, let it be known, like, I don't give a fuck. And at the same time, you fuck with me, it's like you fucking yourself because I'm a good person. So, and I'm not saying that shit just to try to prove anything to people because the proof is in how I treat people, period. Like, that's just it. Public service announcement over. Back to the front. We are on a live show. I gotta say, everybody who tuned in tonight, we had so much fucking fun. Shout out to Demel, happy birthday. Shout out to, like I said earlier, and I'm gonna say it again, like, when I received a phone call today and the woman spoke to me and she spoke eloquently and I could hear the education in her voice and I could also hear the seriousness in her voice, when I responded with the same type of professionalism with her, no, I was not trying to kiss her ass or show her anything but that you're in the presence of just as much greatness as you're giving off. And try to do that too, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody doing something thorough in front of you, like, why not be thorough too? Like, definitely shout out to you, BVS Stone. Appreciate you in the building right now, chilling with us on Philly Shine Radio. Much love. How you been? Hello?
Hello?
You can you hear me, VBS?
I'm in the building. I've been on this jump for a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We was running our mouth, and then I went on Twitter.
Oh, it's cool. It's cool, you know.
Definitely appreciate you. Welcome back to the show. And we definitely in the building, January 28th. We got you, Cancer. What keep happening to you, Cancer?
What about is I got AT&T. Sorry.
I had to leave AT&T.
Oh, he blamed it on AT&T.
Fuck AT&T sometimes. I miss y'all. But Stone, BVS Stone, what we doing January 28th? Stop playing.
We having a fucking ball. We got a party. We got the comedy show. We got the concert. We got all you can fucking drink. We got all you can eat. 4 hours straight. Just have a fucking ball. We just... We're doing it the right way. We're having a good time. Just having a good time, you know, networking, having a good time drinking, eating, meeting new people, all that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? We having, you know, like I said, we got the comedy, got the performances, we got food, we got drinks, all that. You know what I'm saying? We just having a great time. That's all it's about. Just having a great time. And that's it. Pretty much.
Definitely appreciate you calling in and showing love and showing your support. I got you back on Open Shakur. You said there. Maybe that was Blog Talk because I lost you and Cancer
at the same time.
Yeah, all I heard was like some ads and then the shit just hung up.
It'd be like an advertisement that come up and just drop.
You know,
like,
you know what? You want to be blog talk? Yeah, that's blog talk. That's not blog talk. That's blog talk. But
I would have hung up a little before it hung me up, but I thought it was gonna put me back on the line. But this shit just
I thought that shit the first time I called up Philly Shine Radio. And that happened, I was like, all right, I guess it's going to connect me. This is just like the way, of, like her sponsor or something, and that should just drop. I called right back, and that's what it was. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, we, like I said, I appreciate the company that I have here on Philly Shine Radio, even tonight, like on some real shit. Like, Shakur, even you, like, calling this show and show her love, show her your support. Did I just yarn? I had to.
Yep.
I took it back. I didn't all the way yarn. I have yarn. It was
half. How you have yarn? What's a half yarn?
Because I started realizing that I was yawning. Stop.
What's a half yarn? What is a half yarn?
I was like,
half yarn.
Yo, them half yawns be where you had that ugly face and you try to pull the shit back. You don't really want to.
Yes, I just did that. I wish I was on U Street right there because, yeah, that's why I'm laughing.
Yeah, I'm
going
right now.
I'm thinking about how I just had to control the rest of that yawn. Like, I'm not tired. I don't know. I was just stretching or something. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Y'all can give me a hard time. Y'all give me a hard time. Just put on the condom. What the fuck?
All right. I got a couple I ain't using.
Oh, look at you. Why are you not using them, miss? You want to get pregnant?
Oh,
you better put a fucking condom on the man. Make him strap it up.
Alex, what's the topic tonight?
Why are we not on the thing no more? No, I'll put it in my pen.
Tonight's topic is we're talking about people who kiss ass and bandwagon riders. You know what I mean? When you're doing this. And I'm not talking about when you're trying to, you know what I mean, get a promotion, you're wearing a straight attire, or you're doing all your work, you crossing all your T's and dotting all your I's. That's not kissing ass. And I'm not talking about when you're supporting somebody who you always support and who you always fuck with. I'm talking about people who just kiss ass. Can you mute your phone, Kia? Damn. Like, I'm talking about, like, I didn't mean to be so rough on her, but that's... But what's the real shit? You know what I mean? Like, people who kiss ass and people who ride the bandwagon. They like your sneakers. Now they want to buy your sneakers too.
That's cool. You can buy them all you want. Know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, when I was struggling and I was riding and I was doing what I needed to do to get where I needed to get. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people see what the thing is. A lot of people expect the money to come. If you start working on Monday, everybody expects the money to come on Tuesday. So if the money don't come on Tuesday, on Wednesday, they're like, man, I can't do it, man. The money ain't come fast enough. So now they running to try to find the next best thing. Now I'm saying not knowing that you're not going to just get money overnight, man. You got to put whatever you put in is what you're going to get out of it. Now I'm saying so. You pretty much got to work for what you're trying to get. And by then, it's like, if I'm working in the trains and already start moving, it's too late to get on the motherfucking net. I'm not going to work my ass off to get where I need to get. And then you just going to just hop on the train like, oh, man, I'm just hop on this train. Get the fuck out of here. You kiss my ass at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be an ass kisser. You can kiss my ass because you're behind me now. I've already moved on. I'm making moves. And it's time to ride out. You know what I'm saying? So that's pretty much how it goes.
I don't know, that's the fuck right. And that's true. Like, yeah, kiss my ass. And I had to thank Cancer, give you an extra shout out on Twitter because I did appreciate what you said earlier. And I'm not that bigger of a person. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
I'm a bigger person sometimes, but I could be a real fucked up ignorant bitch. Like, I really can. I'm from 58th Street, home of the Mm-hmm.
Keep it real. You know what I mean? Like, it's some real shit. We real over here. So, half the time, it's hard to get the nigga out of me. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie. It's a nigga. It's a little nigga in me. I be like, that bitch is vicious. But, one thing I want to do is tell a good big old shout out to you, Mr. Shakur, for calling the show tonight. You know what I'm saying? Showing love as usual and being positive too with this topic. Tomorrow is Fuck Off Fridays. We'll be showing the fuck off. Shout out to SP Entertainment Music Group. Shout out to Mouth Dat, Showtime doing their thing, K Dot doing their thing. They're all performing next Thursday, Mill Creek, Diamond Spotlight Thorough Edition. It's going to be a really, really nice show. Shout out to Nick Numbers for helping me organize the event. Enes, going to be crazy. Cement City in the building. BMG, My Gang, going to be in the building. Showing so much love to a lot of people, you know what I mean? And like I said again, thank you all for tuning in the show. And check out my homegirl. I'm going to close the show and show some love to my girl, T-Sweet.
Got a new dance for y'all. We the female bosses coming out here, grown and sexy.
Kitty on the floor, her kitty on the floor. She said I can score, Mike Bibby on her though. I treat her like a whore, I ain't spending on her though. Catch, it's Maddie Williams pimping on her though. I be stunting, I be spinning like the globe. Whoa, me and my shadow pie get bitches and get money. They looking at us funny, pull out blinkers on them dummies. You got money, count it for me, cause I need that. Without the feedback, where them double G's at? Yo, yo, hold up, I treat her like Dunkin' Donuts. Eat that pussy when I wake up in the morning. Folgers. You ain't Googling, probably YouTube. It's Maddie and GYG, trying to see what we doing. See what we going like a groupie. Wanna make a porno, so we gon' make a movie. On the floor con la gatita en el piso. Con esta naga grande, tú sabes que me notizo. All right, okay, we can do this all day. You won't see me smiling, cause my shadow, he don't play. Te cojo la nalga, te acuesto en la espalda. Te abro la pierna y lo que viene es matarte. Una bellaca, no te haga mujer mala. Una diabla contigo, gasto mis palabras. Broma, ya no seas pendanga, get low, mama. Vamos pa' mi cama. And when I grab you by the waist, we do hasta mañana. Si se siga, observa, juquealo con mi pana. Una diva, cinco estrellas, tú sabes, una brava. Que low, ho, and I got bitches that get low, low. Tú no tienes vida, tú eres un tonto. I'm just trying to party, fuck the po, po. Machado, tú eres un loco. Stop.
I'm driving that kitty. I got the prettiest kitty in the baddest in the city. Don't start howling out my name. Say, yo, woman, come and get me. Oh, come and get me. I got my get. We getting low, low. Putting my kitty on the flow, flow. Since you like the single, say, you know, I had to give it some more. I give it some more. I give it some more. Booty shaking, half naked. X-rated, let me demonstrate it. Watching jiggle it, baby. Got these niggas out here on the floor going crazy. Shake it, take it, take it.